They compete hard on the field and play to win. But in real life, they serve a greater purpose.
It's more than a game.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show with hosts Rob Motti, Doug Horton, and Pastor Kyle Horner on 610 Sports ESPN Radio.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by Karen University. I'm Rob Motti with Doug Horton and Pastor Kyle Horner. We hope that you have enjoyed the first two episodes on the FISM TV network featuring Eagles coach Doug Peterson and Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz. And this week, we're going to stick with the Eagles theme, being that they are defending Super Bowl champions, and our guest will be linebacker Jordan Hicks. Are you guys okay with the Eagles theme for maybe the first month?
I think
of the
you
show?
Have to. You know, they're still defending Super Bowl champions. The season hasn't really started yet. So although we want to go national, you know, let's keep it going with the champs.
I'm sure you don't have any problem with that.
You can't ever go wrong with the Eagles.
It's good to see you live and in person this week.
It's good to be back.
How was Canada?
They're having a horrible forest fires, and it was. It's tragic. So we really do need to be praying for them and making sure that, that we just stand in the gap for them.
Lift them up in prayer.
Yeah,
man.
But it's good to be home.
It is good. We thought you wouldn't come back, man. We were like, hey, Pastor Kyle loves it out there. It's great. But we're happy to have you back.
It's good to be home.
This is a huge, huge week for me personally. As you guys know, we took a few months off from the show in the summer as I was putting together my book, Birds of Prey. It is now officially in stores.
Yes.
I've seen it on displays
all
over the place. And Birds of Prey is the book. It is about the 2017 Eagles. I've done tons and tons of interviews already. I am all tired from my press tour, my media tour. I still got a few more to go, but I will never say no about talking about the Eagles, talking about their faith, and talking about what really helped catapult them to the Super Bowl championship. And you know what's really cool, guys, is that growing up in South Philly, we had one grocery store nearby.
Yeah.
And it was the Acme supermarket, right? And we would, my mom would get this like cart, and she didn't drive, so she'd have this cart. We'd walk the three blocks to the Acme, and I'd go with her. My brother would go with her, and we'd load it up and come back. So the first place I actually saw Birds of Prey on display was at Acme Markets. And it was like the neatest thing. Remy went with me. The girls went with me. We took some pictures. And I want to let everybody know that it is available. Those displays are available at 103 Acme Markets.
Wow.
And 44 giant grocery stores in the surrounding Philadelphia area, including New Jersey. And of course, you can get the book on Amazon. You can check it out, birdsofpreybook.com. And of course, everywhere books are sold. But guys, enough with the shameless plugs for a few
That's
minutes.
Good, man. You deserve it.
You deserve it, bro. It's fantastic.
You
get on audiobook
it,
as well?
Yes,
and everything.
Audiobook. Pastor Kyle's listening to the audiobook on his way in here. I did get a chance to narrate it. And if you haven't gotten tired of hearing my voice already, you'd get to hear the whole story about the Eagles through my...
Let's plug one thing, too. If you are in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area, we will be setting up some book signings. So actually get to come meet Rob, get your book autographed, and meet the author.
I'm going to get my book autographed after the show. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Man, absolutely. So we got some book signings coming up at different churches.
Keep an eye on Facebook.
And we'll talk about that. But let's get into Jordan Hicks. And we had an opportunity last week. We played the interview with Zach Ertz. The three of us sat down with Zach Ertz and Jordan Hicks at a wonderful event a couple months ago. And you guys heard from Zach Ertz last week. We're going to talk about Jordan Hicks in the interview this week. And in that interview, he made a very powerful statement. He said winning a Super Bowl wasn't fulfilling. And he went on to explain what he meant by that. And most people would hear that and say, like, really? Like, winning a Super Bowl isn't fulfilling? But, you know, this is the most popular team sport in America. But Jordan, really, he's absolutely right. Success in sports is not fulfilling. Success in the business world, success in anything is not fulfilling. Money, fame, glory is not fulfilling. There is no amount of material wealth or possessions that can really fulfill us. Only Jesus Christ can fulfill us. And we could spend our entire lives chasing everything that the world tells us we should want, chasing everything that we've put our mind to accomplish, but we'll never have that true fulfillment unless we find it in Jesus. And I've gone through this in my life. I know you have gone through it, Doug. I know you as well, Pastor Kyle. If we just come to the Lord, dedicate our lives to Him, we can find true fulfillment, true peace, real peace. And I want to call to your attention, I have a couple Bible verses. And the first one is John 6:35. And this is Jesus talking, and he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And that is so powerful, Pastor Kyle.
It's powerful.
When he says that, I am the bread of life. If you're hungry, if you're thirsty, come to me, come to the Lord. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful moment because in so much religion, it is what we have to do to appease the wrath of God. There's never an invitation to actually get to know God. And this is Jesus just saying, hey, I understand the natural state of humanity is hunger. It is there's a spiritual dryness that is resident inside of all of us. And Jesus is saying, look, the reality is no matter what you do in the world, it's never going to fill that void that's inside of you. But that's why I designed you. I didn't design you so that you could just be a servant. I didn't design you just so that you could have success in the earth. I designed you so you and I could have relationship. And that's what it is. When you eat something, you actually have to engage with it. When you drink something, you have to take it in. And that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, I don't want to have a relationship from the outside only. I want to actually have a relationship where you and I engage in this kind of intimate, personal way, so much so that I get inside of you and change you from the inside out.
It is kind of cool that it's the basic necessity. It's food and water.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nothing more than that. It's not success. It's not all of these other things that we may try and fill our lives with. It's what do you need from a basic standpoint just to stay alive.
Absolutely.
And that's for everybody, too. Everybody across the board. Everybody can relate to food and water.
Some people chase that fulfillment, and not just necessarily in work or in accomplishments, but they may chase fulfillment, and you hear it all the time in people who may be single, but in relationships.
Yeah.
They chase like fulfillment through a relationship. I know I did, not necessarily in relationships, but I chased it in what is the next conquest. And I kept chasing fulfillment. I'm like, yeah, I'll be satisfied. I'll be happy with the next one and the next one. And never did I ever find any real fulfillment as I was going through that lifestyle. Some people turn to drugs, alcohol, other things to chase that fulfillment because they're not getting it from maybe they're having struggles in their work life. Maybe they're having struggles at their homes, in their, whatever the situation it is, maybe in their relationship or at home. So they chase fulfillment through these other things. But Jesus is saying right there in John 6:35, it's through me. Come to me. You will never go hungry. You will never go thirsty if you come to me. That is the only way. And I think, guys, what people who have never experienced that, they may look at us and they may see, you know, and say, that's crazy. Like, how is that possible? How is it so true for you, or how does it become reality for you that you found this peace, that you found this fulfillment through Christ? Like, how do I get that? How do I achieve that? How do I even begin to reach that level? I've had people approach me sometimes and be like, you always seem satisfied. Like, you just seem satisfied. Like, you're never, you know, I complain about dumb little things. I'll complain about traffic. I'll complain,
hey,
you know,
like
things that are silly, I'll complain about. But I don't complain about, like, the big picture. You know, when people are complaining about work, they're complaining about finance, they're complaining about that. I'm satisfied in where I'm going, no matter what I accomplish, because of Christ. So it doesn't matter if I wrote a book. It doesn't matter if I'm at the top of my game as a sports writer. It doesn't matter which radio station I'm broadcasting on. Right. None of that to me matters. It's not fulfilling. I've reached those levels, and I'm not fulfilled because of my accomplishments. I'm fulfilled because of Christ. I'm fulfilled because of that relationship. But how do we tell people, Pastor Kyle, who may not understand that it's not about what you do? It's about Him and knowing Him and finding that peace through Him.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Rob, what you're talking about is everyone's quest for validation. Every human being has this quest of identity, validation, to show and feel worthy, valuable. Since the fall, you know, our image of ourselves has been tainted. The image that we are created in has been scarred and smeared. And so because of that, we're still trying to find validation in some way. So we're striving for success in our jobs. We're striving for success, like you said just a moment ago. How many conquests can I have? Why? Because I feel valuable because I'm wanted. Yeah. Someone else chose me over someone else. And so we end up trying to find that validation. But the next morning, you still feel dirty. The next morning, you still feel empty. After winning the Super Bowl, we still feel the guys still feel that unfulfilled in those moments. Because no finite accomplishment that we can have can ever give us the validation that an encounter with the infinite God can. Because it's in His image. It's His image that we shattered, and He's the only one that can restore the image that was once broken.
Let me throw out a question to both you guys, because, Rob, you cover the Eagles, and Kyle, you have a relationship as a mentor to most of those guys. Yeah. And, Rob, when we look at your book, it's talking about the brotherhood and the journey that right. you went on. So a lot of those things that we talk about, drugs, sex, alcohol, they're for yourself. But when we submit ourselves to God, we're talking about helping other people and building up other people. And forsaking ourselves, becoming a servant, and really allowing us to invest in other people's lives as opposed to trying to make our life better.
Right? Yeah.
So the question I have for you guys is, when you think about the Super Bowl and the run that they had, do you think that the guys look back and enjoy the journey as a brotherhood and develop those relationships? And the Super Bowl was like the ultimate, you know, pinnacle of all that, right? But when they look back on all that, do you think that they'll look back at and look at the Super Bowl individually as champions as the most valuable thing, or as the brotherhood that they formed within the locker room?
Kyle, you want to take that?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously can't answer for them, but I think just in life, Doug, I think in life we remember the journey a whole lot more than just the moments. And I know that when I look back at my career, mm-hmm. When I look back at my life, I remember the memories of the people. It's right. the stories with the people that make the. And when you read, you know, I'll give you another shameless plug, but it's not. It's just true.
But that's
the
what it's
story
about.
Of the Birds of Prey is all about the journey of these guys bonding together supernaturally. Iron is sharpening iron and really strengthening each other. And I think that's what you remember the most. I think everybody on the outside of those moments glorifies a Super Bowl. The city will always remember the Super Bowl. Right. The city will always remember the parade. The city will always remember right. when that clock said 0-0-0 and the Eagles overcame the Patriots. That's fantastic. But if you're asking the players, I think along the way, what they miss the most, what I hear after people retire, mm-hmm. is not that they miss the game the most. They miss the locker room the most.
And they know, guys, they know that team will never be the same again because guys have already left. There have been different players have gone. Guys who were integral, Trey Burton, who's on the cover of that book, is in Chicago.
Yes.
Different players, Vinny Curry, Brent Celek, other players are gone. So guys who shared in that journey, who were there for that walk, they're not there. So they'll look back. They'll always be champions, and they'll be honored at the 10-year anniversary and the 15 and the 20, and none of them will ever have to buy a drink or a meal in Philadelphia or anywhere again, right? But I think what most of them will take out of it, besides that ring, they'll have that ring forever, is the friendships that they've developed.
Well, Jordan's going to talk about that a little bit in the interview, just about how he was in college, dealing with injury.
That's right.
And then dealing with injury as a professional and not even getting to play in the Super Bowl, but how he was still a teammate and a part of the journey.
Yeah, I think, Doug, at the core of humanity, we were designed in relationship and out of relationship. And so relationship becomes the core value of validation in humanity. And so we were, you know, that's why even church isn't about a Sunday morning event. It's about learning to live life well together. The story of redemption from the very beginning of Genesis to the very end of Revelation is a story of how God wants to be back with people in relationship, to get rid of the broken relationship. So when we look at this success versus a significant relationship with God, they're not even on the same plane.
Yeah, well, if you keep stepping on people in order to get to the top of the ladder, then you have nobody to share it with.
Right,
that's
exactly
top, right?
Exactly,
you're all by yourself.
Yep.
And as you break down that comment that he said, winning a Super Bowl doesn't fulfill, and then you start to think of all the men in that locker room and all the guys, Because outside of that football field, off that field, outside of that locker room, they all have different things going on in their lives.
Yes.
You could follow some of these guys on social media and maybe get an inkling of some of the things that may be troubling them or some of the things that they may devote their time or their attention to. And you could tell that even though they won a Super Bowl, that's not the pinnacle of their life. That's not the most fulfilling thing. They're chasing other things. Hey, they're chasing a repeat.
Absolutely.
Everyone, and they're already looking at a repeat. Doug Peterson, their coach, said, hey, this is the new norm for us to be able to do this and then do it again and then do it again. So you win one. You win one. You get that one in the bank. And now you're like, on to the next one. I heard from different people in the organization, Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, the owner and the GM vice president. They say before the parade, before they celebrated that Thursday, they win a Super Bowl Sunday. Before they do that parade on Thursday, they're already back in the office. And Howie Roseman's saying, hey, we're already a month behind every other team because in scouting.
Draft analysis, absolutely.
Exactly.
Right.
So these guys are already looking ahead. So they'll always have that accomplishment. But if you put your fulfillment in these accomplishments, when's enough?
Yeah.
How much is enough? Like, how much can you attain? How much can you achieve where you'll finally be like, okay, I won one. Am I satisfied now? Let's look at Tom Brady.
I knew that was coming. I felt it coming.
Right?
Here it comes.
He won five.
Right.
He's won five rings. He's 41 years old. He's still at the top of his game. He was the NFL MVP last year. And I know Carson may have won NFL MVP if he didn't go down in week 14 with a torn ACL, torn LCL. But Tom Brady was the MVP of the NFL last year. He's got a wife who's concerned about concussions and the rest of his life. He's got five Super Bowl rings. Many people already consider him the greatest quarterback in the history of the game, yet he's still chasing another ring. It's not like he's playing the game for money.
No, he correct.
Tom Brady and Giselle have enough money for their generation and six more. They're good. He's not playing for that. He's chasing that ring. So you could say, is he fulfilled? Does he have that fulfillment? I don't know where Tom is in his faith journey. I don't know where he is in his spiritual journey. And it's a conversation I'd love to have with him at some point. But if you're continually chasing more success, you're going to reach a point where you're like, what's enough? How much money can I have?
Again, the whole world, Jesus says, lose your soul. I do want to just say one thing about that because I just want to make clear that, you know, that's part of the sign of greatness that that makes Tom Brady great, is that he doesn't rest on the fact that he has
that inner desire.
That there's a drive there. And I see that in Carson Wentz as well. You know, we can be fulfilled as a person and still be driven as an athlete. And I think sometimes people misread that when they see posts from Christian guys saying that we're fulfilled in Christ, that we're satisfied in Christ, that they think that they're going to back off on the field. But it's actually their satisfaction in Jesus that gives them the assurance to risk going out there and even push it further because they're playing for a different audience than just another Super Bowl win.
Let's be honest. It's great to have that conversation when you're talking about multiple championships. When you talk about Kobe Bryant, you talk about LeBron. But, you know, when we talk to ex-players, there's also that side, what if you never won the championship? Are you unfulfilled because you never got to reach the pinnacle of your sport and your craft? And there's a lot of guys that never
Charles
get,
Barkley, great.
I was thinking Charles,
Great athlete, Dan Hall Marino. Of Famer, Dan Marino. Yep, absolutely.
And that goes back to a theme that we've had throughout year one and now is where do you find your identity? If your identity's in the rings, your identity's in the championships, you're not going to find that fulfillment. You're not going to ever attain that. And that's a great point that you bring up because you could still you could still have that fulfillment in your life, in your spiritual journey, but still want to achieve more.
Yeah, absolutely.
The competitive drive, you know, and I hope that the Philadelphia Eagles, the 2017 Eagles, put to rest that idea that sometimes people have, like, of Christian players being weak or timid.
Yeah, soft.
Or Christian players being lacking that heart or lacking that desire. Because these guys, even though you heard, as we talked about last week, Zach Ertz saying it's our number one priority is to make disciples, not to win Super Bowls. That competitive drive, that competitive spirit, like, they want to win. They go out there and you know, you see see Carson Wentz, what he's trying to do to get back on that field. He's doing everything he can. He's not saying, hey, you know what? I'm getting paid anyway. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to come back and we. No, he wants to be out there. These guys, are they have that desire. And oftentimes they say, hey, whatever you do, do it with all your heart and do it for the
Lord.
And that's something that drives them as well. So when we come back, guys, we're going to hear part one of our interview with Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks. This is Faith on the Field Show presented by Cairn University.
Cairn University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Cairn prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at cairn.edu.
High stakes, deep faith, and unbreakable brotherhood. Hi, this is Rob Motti, author and narrator of the new book and audiobook, Birds of Prey. I'm excited to share this incredible inside story about how faith inspired the Philadelphia Eagles when they captured the biggest prize in professional sports, the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Within Birds of Prey, you'll discover the Eagles players' unique friendships, deep faith, and big dreams that shaped one of the greatest seasons ever for the team. In this audiobook, you'll hear insider accounts of the miracle season's most memorable moments, and you will discover a side of the Philadelphia Eagles that the world has yet to fully witness. I've also put together exclusive interviews from the players that will reveal the high stakes they faced together and their relentless reliance on faith, which gave them strength in moments of crisis and celebration alike. You can start listening to the Birds of Prey audiobook on SoundCloud, and the audiobook is available on Audible, Google Play, Kobo, and wherever audiobooks are sold.
Hi, I'm Rob Motti. Every day you listen to the news, but how is that news affecting your financial world? Will an upswing in Asia affect your retirement investments? Will a drought halfway around the world dry up your income? You might not feel the immediate effects of every world event, but you do need to keep a close eye on your finances in these times of change. Rick Santella can help you do that.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, I'm Rick Santella, a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley. I'm right here in the Philadelphia region, and I have more than 35 years of experience and the resources to help you keep moving forward. Asset allocation, retirement planning, wealth management, these are all areas I can help you stay on top of.
To make an appointment with Rick, call 215-854-6018. That's 215-854-6018. Meeting with Rick Santella could be the most important event of your day.
Asset allocation does not guarantee a profit or protect against a loss. Investments and services offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
To Faith on the Field Show presented by Cairn University. I'm Rob Motti with Doug Horton and Pastor Kyle Horner. A few months ago, we had an opportunity to sit down with Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks. This is part one of our interview with Jordan.
Tell us a little bit about your background in the church with your faith and what led you to that point where you wanted to go into that cold tub. And man, how cold was it when you walked in there?
It was freezing. Freezing. No way. You didn't get in. It was cold. So my background, a little bit. My mom was actually a preacher's kid. She was a PK. My dad or my grandpa would travel around. She would go to all the Bible events and all the church events. And, you know, we had a tough time. My mom's a single mom, and I'm a mixed kid. My sister that I live with is 100% white. So we had a tough time in the church. And my mom, you know, tried to, you know, get us into the church. But I was one of those kids that would go Easter Sunday and Christmas, right? So I was the holiday kid that would show up at your guys' church. You know, I had, but my family background, man, it was always there. There was always somebody present in my life. I think God planted seeds in so many different people in my life that, you know, has really gotten me to this point. And one of those people being my uncle. My uncle is an awesome man. And we actually moved when I was in sixth grade to Cincinnati with 5 minutes down the road from where they lived. And he was able to speak truth into me a little bit. And, you know, as those seeds were being planted, you know, I got to college and, you know, I really didn't believe in, you know, the relationship and all this stuff. And I was living this sinful life and looking for all these, all to satisfy my flesh in so many different ways, whether it was alcohol, women, whatever it is. And it just never satisfied, not one time. And, you know, I always knew there was something missing, and I could never find it out or figure it out. And luckily I had a couple older guys when I got to college that really took me under the wing. Again, seeds being planted. These guys, I've been so blessed with the people around me. And, you know, they started taking me to church. They started taking me to FCA. They started taking me to Bible study and all these, you know, chapels and everything that, you know, they would go to, they would bring me along. And, you know, again, I was still running. I was still trying to satisfy in other ways. But my knowledge, my understanding of who Christ was started to grow. And, you know, this journey just kept going. And then I get to the Eagles, man, and I meet my wife in college, my last year in college. And, one of the, you know, best things, best people that I've ever met. So lucky to have her and she, you know, having somebody there to truly influence you. She influenced me a lot being there every single day. And so, you know, I get to Philly and my first year I'm running and me and my wife or wife now, girlfriend back there, trying to figure out life. We're going through a bunch of struggles. And I go up to Pastor Ted, he's our team chaplain, who has tried to speak into me. My uncle, who actually I talked about earlier, had contacted Pastor Ted the day that I got drafted. He reached out to Pastor Ted and said, you know, you need to keep an eye on this guy. And for my first year, I ran completely. I was in Bible study and then I'd take off, leave early. I don't want to be here. And then, you know, I knew I was going to get engaged with my wife and I knew nothing had ever worked. And I go up to Pastor Ted and I'm like, I'm done running. I'm here. And, you know, it was a few months later that I get baptized in that pool in the back of the NovaCare Center. And it's been a journey since. You know, life hasn't gotten easier, but it's gotten harder. But man, that's what we're called to do. You know, we're called to be tough in those times and have our foundation set in Christ. And, you know, I've been so lucky to have so many people in my life that have just spoken truth into my life, you know, and so. That's kind of my background.
Jordan, God had a different plan for you last year. So Zach ends up catching the game-winning touchdown pass, and you went through some adversity.
Yeah.
You got injured against Washington, right? It was against Washington?
It was against Washington on Monday night, yeah.
And you missed the rest of the season. You were there, though. You were in the locker room. Mm-hmm. You were a leader. You were part of that team. You were on the sideline, right? You were down there. Was it difficult for you in the beginning or at any point where you say, God, why me? Why now? Why can't I be part of this? Did you struggle with it at some point? And do you feel that he was teaching you some kind of lesson, that there was a learning experience?
Yeah, it definitely was difficult. There were points. So this is actually my second Achilles that I've torn. And, yeah, I'm 25 with two torn Achilles. That's not a good statistic. Yeah. It's wild because my last one was a complete down in the dumps rehab. I was a mess. I was in college, and you know I hadn't dedicated my life to Christ. And it was, you know, this rehab really felt like God was trying to teach me something, and you know, and allow me to prove, you know, that I was going to handle it completely different. And It's always hard in those times because all you see is the success of the team and how you can impact and how you can help the team. That's all you want to do. When you're on the sideline and you're hurt, you feel like you've let the team down in a way. And I think what God was calling on my heart was the fact that where's my identity? You know, in the times of pain, in the times of, you know, of hurt, you know, why am I feeling this way? And it was because a lot of me had wanted to have my identity in football. And, you know, I think he really taught me a lot about who I am and in him, and who I am, and what I'm supposed to be doing in this world, how I'm supposed to be how I'm supposed to be acting instead of reacting to situations. You know, I was lucky enough to have Chris Maragos, and Carson Wentz in there, two
awesome believers and brothers in Christ with us. And we were able to just, you know, get together constantly and continue to speak life into our injuries and continue to speak life into the locker room. And our dynamic changed, no doubt, no question. We wish it would have stayed the same, but we became leaders off the field, and we gained a completely different perspective. When you're in season mode, you've got your blinders on and you're not looking sideways. It is straight ahead, narrow focus. And when you go from 100 to completely nothing to zero, like we did, we were able to see some things that, you know, guys that are playing aren't able to see. And I think we, you know, led in a different way and grew in a lot of different areas of life. And we were able to do it together, which, you know, we never wish upon anybody, but God was gracious with that.
We know God doesn't pick favorites. He doesn't prefer one team over another. And I interviewed plenty of Christian brothers on the New England Patriots. But what is it about the bond that the Philadelphia Eagles had in 2017, that Christian brotherhood that allowed you not to win the Super Bowl, but to overcome all of the adversity, Jordan getting hurt, Carson got everything that happened? How much of that was because you guys have that strong faith and that strong connection and that brotherhood?
Yeah, I think what we saw and what the world saw was the characteristic of love infiltrating a locker room. You know, everybody in that locker room played for each other, played for one another, and truly cared about each other, whether they were believers or not. You know what I mean? Like, it did not matter if they were a believer or not. Love was the foundation. And they may not have recognized that it was Christ behind the whole thing. But at the end of the day, they knew that there was something special and that it was love. And, you know, the credit to the New England Patriots, they've got some awesome believers over there and guys that, you know, we really look up to and are friends with. But, you know, I think that's what we saw. We saw a team that cared about each other, that no matter what the obstacle, you know, whether Carson got hurt or any of us got hurt or, you know, we were down a certain amount, we were going to play for each other. And, you know, that's what we did. And ultimately, you know, that's what won us the Super Bowl.
And that was part one of our interview with Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks. When we come back, you'll hear part two. This is Faith on a Field Show presented by Cairn University.
Hi, I'm Rob Motti. Every day you listen to the news, but how is that news affecting your financial world? Will an upswing in Asia affect your retirement investments? Will a drought halfway around the world dry up your income? You might not feel the immediate effects of every world event, but you do need to keep a close eye on your finances in these times of change. Rick Santella can help you do that.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, I'm Rick Santella, a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley. I'm right here in the Philadelphia region, and I have more than 35 years of experience and the resources to help you keep moving forward. Asset allocation, retirement planning, wealth management, these are all areas I can help you stay on top of.
To make an appointment with Rick, call 215-854-6018. That's 215-854-6018. Meeting with Rick Santella could be the most important event of your day.
Asset allocation does not guarantee a profit or protect against a loss. Investments and services offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Cairn University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. Students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Cairn is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Cairn is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today at karen.edu/visit.
High stakes, deep faith, and unbreakable brotherhood. Hi, this is Rob Motti, author and narrator of the new book and audiobook, Birds of Prey. I'm excited to share this incredible inside story about how faith inspired the Philadelphia Eagles in the season when they captured the biggest prize in professional sports, the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Inside the book, you'll discover how unique friendships, deep faith, and big dreams shaped one of the greatest seasons ever for the team. Start listening to Birds of Prey on SoundCloud and download Birds of Prey wherever audiobooks are sold.
And we're back on Faith on the Field Show presented by Cairn University. I'm Rob Motti with Doug Horton and Pastor Kyle Horner. Here is part two of our interview with Eagles linebacker Jordan Hicks.
in a society right now that is fighting for you to find any kind of common ground, unity, where segregation division has really played its part and shown its ugly face time and time again. How do you guys do it? How do you do it from, you know, strong group of Christian men in a locker room facing social injustice as well as having unity in a room where other guys may not believe what you believe and yet still having a family?
Yeah, it's you know, we're so, God has blessed us so much, the guys on this team, man, that ultimately we do it together. We have such a strong community of guys with strong faith and with all different walks of life, whether it's, you know, guys who are getting baptized in the pool during a game or before a game on a Saturday night, or whether it's a guy like Chris Maragos, who was raised in the church and is 31 years old with three kids and, you know, is a solid believer and been doing it for a long time. So it's, you know, we have somebody on every aspect of the timeline, and, you know, we're able to bounce ideas off each other and encourage each other. And, you know, if we've got a question about something, you know, we've got you and Pastor Ted, and we've just been so blessed to have so many sounding boards and, you know, and really to be able to encourage each other. That's been the whole thing, man. I wouldn't be where I'm at. I know Zach probably feels the same way without the people that God has surrounded us with.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really good.
How do you make sure that you don't alienate some of the non-believers because you're showing them love? Sometimes people may feel excluded. So how do you make sure that you're not trying to push them too much in one direction or another? You show them that love. You let them know that, hey, we're here for you if you ever want to hear about Christ, but we don't want you to feel excluded from this brotherhood, this bond that we have.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before. And really, it's just living life with these guys. You know, they're going through issues that we've all gone through. And to let them know that we've been there, you know, that it's whatever you're doing, it's not going to last. You know, it's not fulfilling. You know, we've all been there, and it's a matter of showing them that love in a sincere way. You know, there's a difference in trying to push somebody to Christ and trying to push somebody's, your beliefs on somebody, but, you know, true response comes from understanding and really seeing in a different shoes. And the more you can just express your love and express, you know, your genuine want to help, you know, that's really what we do. Whether they come to Christ now, whether they come to Christ, you know, whether we're planting seeds, like you said, for down the road, they know, and we're outspoken. They know who the believers on the team are, and it's awesome though. You know, we do it together.
How has your life changed since winning the Super Bowl?
You know, what the believers on the team realize is that winning a Super Bowl doesn't fulfill. And, you know, as much as you aim for that and as much as you, you know, you want to win and get to that game and you pour out blood, sweat, tears into the game of football for that moment, it doesn't fulfill. You know, you're on to the next, and we're already starting off season for, you know, this year. And, you know, it's just the constant cycle of unfulfillment. And if you put your eggs in that basket. And, you know, I would say the biggest thing for me that has changed is just the platform. You know, people are willing and want to hear the Philadelphia Eagles players, the Super Bowl winning champs, speak. And so the ability to come to events like this and across the country have really opened up and really just trying to use the platform for the kingdom.
A lot of professional athletes have a platform on social media, so whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, to be able to get Bible verses out there to tell people what you're going through. In your bio on Twitter, you just have the word servant, right? And so can you tell us why you use social media that way, and what does that term mean to you?
Yeah, so servant for me, first of all, is you know, a description of who I want to be. And throughout Scripture, we're called to be servants of the Lord. And so, you know, ultimately, that's first. You know, I want to be recognized as a servant of the Lord. And secondly, you know, it's following Christ's example. You know, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And, you know, for me, that is the example that I'm trying to, you know, to live out, you know, and allow people to see that, not just through the way I live, but, you know, through social media. You know, that's a platform that, that people look at every day and is constantly growing. And to be able to share the word and to share, you know, some symbol of Christ on there, you know, we're constantly trying to figure out the ways to get you know, to build the kingdom and to get his name out there. So, you know, with that platform, you know, that's the way I've chosen to go.
And that was Jordan Hicks, another incredible interview, honest, transparent, just really from the heart, sincere, genuine. And the quote about him not finding fulfillment right off winning the Super Bowl, I want to read that to you guys. And he says, winning a Super Bowl doesn't fulfill. As much as you want to win and you play for that and you pour so much blood, sweat, and tears into the game of football, and for that moment, it wasn't fulfilling. It's on to the next season. We already started off-season training for next year. It's just a constant cycle of fulfillment if you put your eggs in that basket. I would say the biggest thing for me that has changed is just the platform. People want to hear the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles speak, and the ability to come to events like this and across the country is a gift. And that's Jordan really putting it in perspective there. Winning that Super Bowl, they're already on to the next one. They're already preparing. And as he said, if you put all your eggs in that basket, you're never going to find fulfillment.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's no way around the fact that if all you're looking for is temporal validation, you have to keep getting. It's like eating, right? I enjoy eating, but I get hungry again, and then I eat, and I get full, and then I get hungry again, and that's what our soul does when it's not actually having that bread of life that Jesus talked about in that living water.
You know, it's great to unpack that from a Super Bowl champion and from an athlete perspective, but you know. A lot of our listeners, most of our listeners, are just people that have normal jobs,
yeah,
right? They're like us,
yeah.
Right? So it just kind of got me thinking a little bit about what times in our lives, and maybe some of our viewers can weigh in on social media if they want to let us know too, you know. But for me, you know, there's a time in my life where I was kind of climbing the corporate ladder, and I was thinking, if you move into management and you can move into a director position, and you keep moving up, and I remember thinking one time I was like, you know what, I get the chance to hire people. And I get the power to fire somebody. And then I got to the point where I had people quit and I had to hire people,
yeah,
and I
right.
realized how miserable that was.
Yep.
And then there were situations where, unfortunately, we had to let people go and how sad that was and how hard that was. And I was like, you know what? This isn't fun.
Yeah.
You know, and you think like having some of that power, having that position, and you have that business card with that name on it, that you've reached a certain level. And for me, I was like, you know what? Like, I'd rather go back to, you know, another position or not have that responsibility, and to where more responsibility means more responsibility,
yeah.
Right? And you're held accountable for that. So I want to throw out to you guys, you know, what are some issues in your lives that, you know, maybe you thought would be a pinnacle of your life and that would really kind of set you apart from everybody? And how was that unfulfilling for you?
Go ahead, Pastor Kyle.
Thanks, bro.
Maybe go back to your day's quarterback.
Actually, it's funny. Well, it is one of those moments. It's certainly, Doug, I would love to say it was just one moment, but it's been multiple moments, I think, because
well, the older we get, the more we face, right?
Well, I think we put so much expectation on something.
Right.
We're thinking, if I could, when I get married, everything's going to be great. When I get my first house, everything's going to be great. When I, you know, for me, it was, you know, getting that football scholarship, becoming a starting quarterback.
To the University of Tennessee,
yeah,
viewers
yeah,
may not
then,
know that about you. But
thank you. And then
before Peyton Manning,
way back, I had my textbooks were made of stone. you know, when I was driving down, here I am, a starting quarterback, have a full scholarship. Everything seems great. I had a brand new 300ZX. It was awesome. Had all the fame. And so I passed a billboard of myself on the road.
Oh.
On the major, right? And I just said, this is it. And I was still so empty inside, still so disappointed. And yet I grew up in a football family. That was it, right? This is the pinnacle to get where you want to go. And at the end of it all, you just go, there's got to be something more than this. And that actually was the journey. That was one of the major markings on my journey to finding Jesus.
Man, that's incredible. And I look at some of those, like you said, it's constant. It's different cycles in our
right.
in our life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remy and I had an opportunity to do television, and we were like, well, if we only get our own show, right?
Correct.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the point where we get our own show, and then we'll do it differently. And then we reach that point, and the way things break out, we're like, this isn't fulfilling. This isn't what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that. I look at my career. I'm like, okay, I'm a sports writer at the AP. I'm an NFL writer for the AP. I want to do radio. A few years ago, ago, I had an opportunity that came along that would have been what people consider to be like a major primetime slot. And then when you break it down, right? So you get this opportunity and you're sitting there and you break it down, you're like, well, I can't do this. I can't afford to have this job.
Yeah.
You know, people out there may think it is a prestigious position, and I'm like, I can't do that. I got a responsibility. I got my wife. I got my kids. I got a great job that I love, different hours, flexibility. And even though this may be what it appears to be, like in a major market and an incredible job, I'm like, nah, I'm not. That's not fulfilling. And then I move on, and then I'm doing different things. And even now, more recently, I'm at a different radio station. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And then people are like, oh, we'd love to hear you more. We'd love to hear more of you. And wouldn't it be awesome if we hear more of you? I'm like, guys, you know what? I can't afford to do more radio.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where I am in my life. So what people may find to be fulfilling, or what other people may think to be like the high or the pinnacle, you have to evaluate that on your own. Like, what's important to you? What's going to make you happy? What's going to make you satisfied? And for me, ultimately, it always comes down to it's that relationship with Christ. Now, as far as Jordan Hicks, when he's talking about that, right, he's also a guy who last year missed that run.
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't play in that Super Bowl. He didn't play the final 3 months of the season, and he tore his Achilles again for the second time. He did it in college, and then he did it again. And what he said was, in college, he had a down-in-the-dumps rehab. But this time, he said, this rehab, he felt where God was really trying to teach him something and allow him to prove that I was going to handle this one completely different. It's always hard in those times because all you see is the team and how you can impact and help the team, and that is all you want to do. When you're on the sidelines and you're hurt, you feel like you have let the team down in a way. I think what God was calling on my heart was, where is my identity?
Yeah.
In times of pain, in the times of hurt, why am I feeling this way? It was because a lot of me wanted to have my identity in football. And I think he really taught me a lot of who I am in him and what I am supposed to be doing in this world and how I am supposed to be acting in certain situations. That is pretty powerful. Now,
you know
Jordan very well, Pastor Kyle. Break that down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jordan is exactly right in what he's saying. Where he was in his walk with Jesus, as he talked about, you know, in college, just wasn't the same place. Mm-hmm. And so football, the need, the validation that football brought him, the need to get back out on the field, the sense of lack of worth from not playing, the pressure, the worry, the stress is so different now because he's coming to that rehab from a very different place. You know, Rob, you said something that's interesting. Everybody looks at the outside and projects onto other people. Man, I wish I had their marriage, but they have no idea, right? I wish I had their job, but they have no idea. And so, you know, that's why Paul tells us really in 2 Corinthians 10, don't compare yourself against those who commend themselves, because at the end of the day, it's just not wise. You know, Cain couldn't see who he was created to be, because he could only see his reflection through the eyes of his brother Abel. And that led him to do all sorts of things that none of us would ever want to do. And I think at times when we project our either sense of failure or worth or success on someone else, it will lead us to see ourselves wrong and react incorrectly as well.
You know, there's a great quote that my wife came up with that we try and instill in our kids. It's, don't let your ice cream melt while you're looking at somebody else's sprinkles.
It's so good.
You know, and it's simplified that way, right? And so a lot of times,
I know you meant to say Jimmy's.
I'm a total Jimmy guy, and I feel bad for that. My kids are going to kill me for that. But you know, it is wrong. So let's amend that. We'll edit that. But you know, it's, I just look at this from an athlete standpoint, from an athletic training standpoint, from a medical care. That this is a great message for kids. Like, Jordan has this platform, and he went through Achilles, which is a horrible injury, and the recovery rate for 25-year-old.
Ryan Howard never really recovered.
Never did.
Right.
From that Achilles injury.
But what a great message.
Yeah.
So I have the same injury, same rehab for the most part, right?
Yes, and correct.
But going through with a completely different mindset, and he's allowed to find that joy and peace. I think that's where we find that fulfillment. It's the same injury. It's rehab.
Correct.
right? But how do I find peace and how do I find comfort in the midst of that in the same rehab? Change your mindset.
Different foundation, different group of people he's going with, through that with,
right,
who are actually helping him, standing by him, praying for him.
Chris Maragos was injured at the same
time.
Carson Wentz later becomes injured, and he's going through that with him. It comes down to this. If he found his fulfillment in football, he may never have overcome or gotten through that time period without difficulty, without maybe turning to something. You don't know. But because his fulfillment already came through his relationship with the Lord, now in this time of adversity, he's able to get through it. And we always caution people about this, like having that relationship with the Lord, coming to Christ, accepting him, doesn't make you immune to any of the, it doesn't mean you'll never tear your ACL. And it doesn't mean you'll never go through an injury or heartbreak as you and your wife have gone through. And you and I have had different issues that we've had to overcome. It doesn't mean that, but it means it prepares you for it. And it allows you to understand that he's there with you. He's there with you, guiding you through that moment. And before we wrap up with Jordan Hicks, I do want to talk about this real quick. He did have seeds planted in his life from growing up as a preacher's kid and then having an uncle who was looking out for him, having some teammates in college who took him to different events. And then when he gets to the Eagles, he says, I'm not ready. I'm running a little bit. But then he, no matter how much he ran, he kept getting pulled back. He kept getting drawn. So, it always comes back to, last week we talked about opening the door. Well, somebody planted that seed for Jordan, and it continued to be planted, and eventually it bloomed. And he reached that point where he wanted to make that commitment to his girlfriend, and that's when they went to Pastor Ted, and he's like, hey, I'm here now, man. I'm here now, and I'm ready to do this. So when we come back, guys, we'll give a couple final thoughts, and we'll tell you where else you can follow Faith on the Field Show. This is Faith on the Field Show, presented by Karen University.
High stakes, deep faith, and unbreakable brotherhood. Hi, this is Rob Motti, author and narrator of the new book and audiobook, Birds of Prey. I'm excited to share this incredible inside story about how faith inspired the Philadelphia Eagles when they captured the biggest prize in professional sports, the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Within Birds of Prey, you'll discover the Eagles players' unique friendships, deep faith, and big dreams that shaped one of the greatest seasons ever for the team. In this audiobook, you'll hear insider accounts of the miracle season's most memorable moments, and you will discover a side of the Philadelphia Eagles that the world has yet to fully witness. I've also put together exclusive interviews from the players that will reveal the high stakes they faced together and their relentless reliance on faith, which gave them strength in moments of crisis and celebration alike. You can start listening to the Birds of Prey audiobook on SoundCloud, and the audiobook is available on Audible, Google Play, Kobo, and wherever audiobooks are sold.
Hi, I'm Rob Motti. Every day you listen to the news, but how is that news affecting your financial world? Will an upswing in Asia affect your retirement investments? Will a drought halfway around the world dry up your income? You might not feel the immediate effects of every world event, but you do need to keep a close eye on your finances in these times of change. Rick Santella can help you do that.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, I'm Rick Santella, a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley. I'm right here in the Philadelphia region, and I have more than 35 years of experience and the resources to help you keep moving forward. Asset allocation, retirement planning, wealth management, these are all areas I can help you stay on top of.
To make an appointment with Rick, call 215-854-6018. That's 215-854-6018. Meeting with Rick Santella could be the most important event of your day.
Asset allocation does not guarantee a profit or protect against a loss. Investments and services offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at karen.edu.
Hey, And we're back on Faith on the Field show presented by Karen University, Rob, Doug, and Pastor Kyle. Doug, let them know where they can catch up to past episodes, where they can follow us on social media.
Yeah, we're on all social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram at Faith in the Field. And all of our past episodes can be found on faithinthefieldshow.com. So subscribe and download our podcast on iTunes, and please review and share it with your friends so everybody can get a little taste of Faith in the Field. You can also watch us on FISM.TV and on outlets such as Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Android TV. If you are cutting cable, then check out FISM.TV for biblically sound TV content for viewers of all ages.
And before we go, we got to give one more plug for Birds of Prey. We talked about it earlier in the beginning of the show. It has now been released. It is out in bookstores. If you're out there, grab yourself a copy of my new book, Birds of Prey. It is also in 103 different Acme stores and 44 Giant stores throughout the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. I want to thank everyone for listening on 610 ESPN. Thank you for watching on FISM.TV. Thank you to our incredible production staff, Kay, John, Giuliano, and Dan Celia, for giving us this opportunity. For Doug Horton and Pastor Kyle Horner, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference, be a blessing.